Hello, this is Daddy and husband David Hambleton, and I am talking about the High Holy Days. We discussed our standing in God, and now we have three holy days to talk about. Holidays. Holy days are days that are set apart, and these holy days are required by the Bible. They're God's holy days that He tells us that we are to celebrate and observe, so that we know that we are His favorite children, and so that we know He is God. And God gives us Rosh Hashanah, which is to get our attention, and He gives us Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, to commemorate, to remember that our sins are forgiven. And then He gives us Sukkot, which is where He tells us to remember that He dwells with us. We'll talk right now about Rosh Hashanah. It's also called Yom Teruah, and it's in Leviticus 23, verses 23 to 25, and in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. It talks about and directs us to celebrate this holiday. On this day, there is no work, and they started off with blowing a shofar, which is a ram's horn, and it's to call the nation's attention that the Day of Atonement is coming. We also celebrate preparation, and we celebrate the new year, and we celebrate the creation, and we celebrate Christ's second coming. In the New Testament, we see that Jesus celebrated this day in John chapter 7, verses 8 through 10, in Luke 19, verses 29 through 35, in Luke 22, verses 7 through 13, and in John 14, verses 1 through 4, we can see that this holiday was observed in Jesus' days, and it's also celebrated today by Jewish people all over the world. It's a day for celebrating the preparation of what's coming, that the Day of Atonement is coming. So we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the first day of the seventh month, just like it was directed in Leviticus. That's the month of Tishrei in the Jewish calendar. Lord, thank You for the day of Rosh Hashanah. Thank You that You give us Your day of preparation, that we know that the atonement is coming, that You are providing us with the atonement for our sins, and that we need to prepare for that. There are things that we can do to make sure that we're ready. We can decide to prepare, and we can avoid things that would interfere with our preparation. We can do it now, and we can remember that it will come in Your time and on Your schedule and with all of Your provisions for us, because we are Your favorite children. You tell us to be prepared for You, and that's why we have Rosh Hashanah. Lord, thank You for our preparation, that we are being prepared for the Day of Atonement, that You are our God, and You've called us to be Your children. Help us to be good children for You. In Jesus' name, amen.